This year, the Shrimp Bowl, one of our best fundraising events ever, is celebrating its 35th anniversary. Can you imagine having an event for 35 years? Here to tell us about that event is Shannon McNair. And she's going to tell us what goes on that day. She's going to tell us about what she needs, what she's still looking for from donors, and give you a little idea about just how much fun you can have at our Shrimp Bowl happening June 22nd from 4 to 8 o'clock at the Pasadena Convention Center. When you subscribe to our show, you help us grow. Someone you know may need to hear this story, so please share with your family and friends and consider supporting our mission. Your donation can help save the life of an uninsured woman.
Let's talk about your breast. A different kind of podcast presented to you by The Rose, a breast center of excellence and a Texas treasure. You're going to hear frank discussions about tough topics, and you're going to learn why knowing about your breast could save your life.
So, Shannon, tell me what your job is here. What's your title? What do you do?
A little of everything, I think, some days. But officially, events fundraising manager. So any funds coming in, I work in the development department, so obviously that's what we do, is help the funds come in to fund the mission. Anything that's event tied to it is under my umbrella, if you will. So that includes our signature events, but also, as we talked before, the community events too, things that community does for us. So if an event's tied to it, I'm usually involved in some way, myself and LaTanya,
Okay, so tell us about the signature events. What does that mean, being a signature event?
We started calling them signature events, and it stuck. Our signature events, we currently have three. We have a luncheon in the spring. That's at River Oaks Country Club. We have a Hats and Henna High Tea. That's at the Junior League in May and around Mother's Day. And then, of course, we have our Shrimp Boil in June. And all three are different.
Oh, very different.
Very different.
How long have you managed the Shrimp Bowl?
8 years. I believe this will be my ninth one walking in the door.
And why are we talking so much about the Shrimp Bowl this year?
Well, our Shrimp Bowl, it's our 35th Shrimp Bowl. So it's our longest running signature event before it was called that. Right. The Rose is about 38 now, 39. Mm-hmm. So this is certainly one of the first events we ever held as a fundraiser, and it has stuck for this long. Mm-hmm. So we're celebrating 35 years of being part of the community, and this event has grown from hardly anyone attending to 600 to 800 people in the doors, and we take over the entire convention center at Pasadena.
Now, I'm going to correct you on that.
Yeah.
It's always had more than 600 people.
Okay.
Always. From the get-go.
From the get-go.
Now, we had a little different venue.
Sure.
You know, and
we've outgrown the venues.
But we outgrew. We kept continuing to outgrow them. Yeah.
Yeah, more and more coming. That it's a testament to this event. I mean, I think all of our events, this happens where, say, I bring a table and I bring in some friends and they're like, well, this is fun. And then they buy a table. And this is the epitome of that. It's also one of our easiest events to go to. It's super casual. You don't have to worry about getting a new outfit. You don't have to, you know, worry about what you're wearing. It's summertime. It's very casual. The tables start at $400, so it's easy for a family or a small business to participate in this event and get in the door. So it's not an event that requires a huge investment of money to attend, and also just super casual.
Right.
A lot of fun.
And when we say in the door, we want to make sure people understand, yes, it's in June. Yes, it's Houston, Texas, but
absolutely,
this Shrimp Bowl happens inside.
And everything is inside the building, absolutely. So I would move it otherwise. That would have been the first thing I did when I got here. But no need to worry about that. Yes, so we have it in the summertime, so, you know, shorts, casual event, but we are inside that air-conditioned building for
and
sure.
Where is that?
Pasadena Convention Center, and we take over the entire building. Inside there, we have music. We have a great DJ that comes out every year. And we have a cash bar, of course, wonderful shrimp, which we'll talk about. And then lots of activities going on in that building that you can participate in and kind of pick and choose what you want to do for the day.
Starts at?
4 o'clock.
Okay, and we're going to repeat all this.
Sure, yeah.
Usually over by 8-ish.
Yeah, 4 to 8 is the official schedule. We've had people hanging around, you know. And if you are hanging around, we might ask you to pick up a help pick up or load in something. But yeah, 4 to 8. And then I think there's some of our longtime supporters have some after parties too.
Yes. So. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're celebrating.
Yes.
So you've taken us through a little bit of the activities of the day, but say I've never been there. say I have no clue, I'm coming with a friend. Am I going to have just as much fun?
I would think you would have just as much fun. Bring a friend, bring several, bring one, but we will make room for you. There's plenty of room in the building, but there's lots to do. So again, not just eating the shrimp, which is great. We also have hot dogs for those who don't like shrimp or for kids, but great shrimp meal. Again, wine and beer available for those who enjoy that. But then we have fun things to do. So we have a silent auction that is huge, you know, 120 items. Mm-hmm. It's also online. So you'll see everything there in person, but it's something you do on your phone. So you can wander around. You don't have to stay there and guard your bid. You can guard your bid from your table or from the bar or from the liquor toss, which is a fun game we added several years ago.
Wait, we're tossing liquor? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I would never waste liquor. But it's a ring toss game.
Okay.
And you have a chance to ring a bottle of liquor, wine, mixers. So you might, some really expensive stuff is on that table and some not so expensive stuff is on that table. Right. A friend of mine came to me at the event the first year we did it. She goes, well, this is great. I think it's the bottle of wine I donated to you to use at the shrimp boil. And I put it in the liquor toss and she won it back. So, you know, but we have some very expensive bottles of liquor on that toss and people have a good, you can hear the cheers when someone finally rings that one they've been trying to get a hold of around the building. So there's fun things like that. We have a 50-50 raffle, which the roller derby team is there. Mm-hmm. And so they're skating around taking those tickets for our 50-50 raffle. We also have just another raffle going on as well.
Go back to 50-50. What does that mean? Just in case we have
sure,
people
yeah,
don't
a lot
know.
Of people don't know. If you haven't been doing an event, 50-50 is where, say, I put $10, buy $10 worth of tickets, put them in the pot, and the pot usually grows, let's say, around $600. We draw a name, and if you win, you get half the pot, and the rest of it comes back to the.
I think last year we had one that was like $800.
Oh yeah, we've had them go $1,800. Yeah. We've had real high pots. Yeah. We usually do two. Sometimes we'll fit in three, depending on how many folks we have going on in the room and how quick they're selling those tickets. But that's always fun too. And of course, a lot of people donate that back, or they may go use that and say, "Well, now I'm going to buy some more raffle tickets, or I'm going to bid on some more items in the silent auction because I've won some money." So people have fun with that raffle. And again, the roller derby girls are just having a good time there, showing that off. And then we also have mystery bags, which again was something we added a few years ago, where every bag, the value inside is minimum $35. You'll pay $35, but you could get a bag worth $80. You could get, you know, we have Chi hair dryers. We might have a Kendra Scott necklace that's been donated. So a lot of gift cards and that sort of thing. And people have fun opening those bags up. So they'll go to the table and, you know, open that up. So they never know what they're going to get in those bags. And they sell out within the first hour.
And what happens during the live auction?
Live auction, we have, of course, Bear, our auctioneer. And we sell about 15 items in live auction. And I'm always excited. I think my first one, shrimp bowl, I was so amazed. It's nothing like seeing a quilt go for $10,000. I mean, that's just, you know, where people are bidding. So, and you never know what's going to take off. You never know what's going to be where there's two people who just really want it or they're friends and they want to fight about it a little bit. We had a cake sell for $2,500.
Wow.
A cake. And literally Bear looked at me and said, "What kind of cake is this?" When you know, we thought it was a few hundred dollars. Two people really wanted that cake, and that's all it took was two people really wanted that cake plate. It was a custom-made cake plate, and actually a friend of mine had made and donated, and another friend made the cake. And we thought, oh, we'll get a few hundred dollars. We'll take it to their table and serve it, and the bidding just kept going where we were all like, what is happening? And, you know, so that's always a lot of fun.
So you've mentioned this about 10 times, donated, donated,
donated. Donated, yes.
All of our items, the food, all of the wine, beer, all donated, right?
We have great supporters. We have Silver Eagle distributors. We have St. Arnold's beer who come in every year and like, yep, whatever you need, we've got it. We have great supporters who work on that committee. There's, you know, our committee has just people in charge of sections of the shrimp boil, and the folks in charge of that bar, Jennifer Perea, you know, all her team, she just puts the word out and they donate money for her to go shop and buy and make sure that we have all the wine and beer we need for everybody.
And who's our cook?
Mark Meeker. Always.
Been our cook for 23 years.
Well longer than me. And we love Mark. Mark's great. Mark has moved to California. He still flies in and handles the cooking team, and they do a great job. I'll tell you, when I first went, you know, my friends fancy themselves. They like to eat. We like to eat out. Or they're really good cooks at home, so they're kind of picky too. Like, I can make better. Every single person told me how good the shrimp was.
Every single person
was like, this is really good shrimp. So he does a great job. We buy really quality shrimp, first of all. We always make sure we have some good Gulf shrimp there. But his team does a great job every year of making that food.
They're doing it outside. They have their own routine.
They're in the heat.
Yes,
they're
they
in
are.
The heat.
Yes.
They're there with the cookers. So they're out there in the heat for everyone else to enjoy. But the food's all inside. So, yeah. The food is amazing. And then we also have all the auction items are donated. Mm-hmm. So the community comes in, they might give a basket or just give us gift cards and we can put those things together. Our live auction's all donated. And I can't say enough about our staff. That's one of the things about this event that's fun too, is that the whole Rose family is part of this event. It's been going on for a long time. And our staff has friendly competition with, you know, which baskets make the most money. Right. And so they have a good time putting the baskets together, both for live and silent auction. So we have all of that's donated. There's very little. The mystery bags, that's all donated stuff. So everything in that, the liquor toss, every single thing, a photo booth. If we don't have a photo booth, it's because it wasn't donated that year.
Right.
And we try not to spend that money on that. We would rather our funds go to what we need. I think shrimp's really the only thing we pay for because we want
it. And then it's,
we want to make sure, it's a good quality, and we might have someone underwrite it. But that's where we want to make sure that quality's there because you're coming in to eat that food and it's delicious. But everything else comes in that door that we're going to sell or auction off came from the community, which is great.
And now I understand you have this great MC that covers that event.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah, once or twice.
A little bit. Little known guy, little Freddie Cruz comes out, and he's been coming out for I don't even know how many years now. So we love having Freddie out. Always gets the crowd going, always have a good time. He and Bear have a great time talking to each other as well. So we're really lucky there too. We have a great
time. Absolutely. But now you can't forget the dessert table.
Oh, no. Yeah. Known for that dessert table, homemade goods. There are people who walk in that door and that's where they're beeline. They're not going to their table. They're not going to get a drink. They are going straight to the dessert table and saying, I want this, put it on my tab, hold it. Mm-hmm. Kind of our regulars, our dessert committee, subcommittee knows the regulars and they're kind of holding stuff. So pineapple upside down cake is particularly popular. And there's a lot, and there's people who are dedicated and they make 10 of those. And make sure that those are there for everybody. Our longtime supporter, Helen, is known for her banana nut breads that she brings in, which I know sometimes your husband gets early bids on.
Yes.
It pays us back. We keep a tally of how many make it to shrimp boil. And that's one of the things I put my name on immediately. So we have wonderful things, cupcakes, cookies, you know, little things, but also great cake, whole cakes and slice cakes, things that, and they handle, you know, slicing up those brownies or selling a whole pan of brownies that people can take to their table and share. And it's really good.
Yeah. And they're reasonable.
Reasonable, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I would say there's cakes there that cost a lot of money if you are going to order that cake somewhere and, you know, and sharing prices that reasonably out so people have a good time and are able to enjoy them. But it's a nice sweet treat at your table.
And I think another group that really helps there is Pasadena Classics come out of the chamber.
Yeah.
I mean, when is the shrimp boil?
We have some longtime bakers that come out, and we welcome new ones too. And we also have some of the local bakeries, you know, Savannah Bakery, who do really great foods. They'll donate some stuff to us too, or Nothing Bundt Cakes locally. So we have some not so homemade treats, but those things as well. And we'll have people who make sure that there's something there that's keto or nut free.
Yeah.
You know, we try to mark that down. So there may be a few things there that might be marked gluten free and that kind of stuff. Most of it's not. Most of it is everything you would want in a dessert and more. But there are some things there that'll be marked for folks who have allergies.
I remember thinking one time I was watching people walk in with cakes, and then I watched them go over and buy pieces of that same cake, and I'd go, you know, you just donated that. But that's the support we have. Runs this shrimp boil?
Everybody.
Oh, that's what I thought. Yeah.
No,
but you have a committee.
I have a committee. It's never me. I mean, I think people think it's me. It's never just me. It's too big. You know, one person couldn't do it. And one of the great things we have, not just for our staff support, but the committee, been with the shrimp bowl a long time. Some in the last few years have come on, but they'll take over an area. Like so I said, we have the bar area, the dessert table. They get their volunteers. They know their volunteers. They're ready to go. They do it every year. They set up their area. They decorate. So we have groups that they're ready to go. So it makes it so much easier to execute all the pieces that go in. So I can focus on things that need focusing on, you know, all the other event stuff that has to happen.
Tell us, how did the Strip Bowl, you said it's 35 years. Mm-hmm. How did it manage 35 years during COVID? Did we even have one then?
We actually did. We debated it. We hold this in June, and so mm-hmm. we know that kind of the world shut down in March. Mm-hmm. So I think the first thought was, we can't. And then our next thought was, but we have to do something. This can't lose momentum because of COVID. We had just celebrated, I believe, the 30th, mm-hmm. right before COVID. So we were on a roll. We were, you know, excited. What can we do? And I kind of just, and I was working from home, you know, mm-hmm. as we all were. So I came to the building and looked at it. So I think we can do something here. And we did a drive-thru. Yeah. So we're like, we can still get the shrimp. And we talked to the committee, who can do what. Mm-hmm. And the ones that felt comfortable they could volunteer, obviously a lot of our committee are survivors. So mm-hmm. they have compromised systems. But we had folks, the cooking team said, you got it.
All right.
They came out and said, yep, mark this area off and we've got it. And we could be shaded. So we did that. So we looked at doing it again in June, and then the temperature was getting hotter. It was a pretty hot summer. And we're like, let's do this in October. Because I think at that point, too, we realized this was not simply a three-month stoppage with COVID overall, the pandemic itself. This was going to take a lot longer. So we don't have to knock this out in June. Let's push this back. So we did it in October when it was cooler. But we called it ghost tables. So if you used to buy a $5,000 table – we had those folks who still said, nope,
we're going to buy it.
And they had the option of coming and picking up their meals and mm-hmm. taking it home to eat or donating it. So one of the things we did was donate to first responders. And a lot mm-hmm. of them said, well, I'll come pick up two, donate the rest to first responders. And I want to say more than 80 plus meals were loaded up into our old Rose mammography van.
Right.
And some of our executives and mm-hmm. longtime employees drove those out to the ERs and to some of the Pasadena police folks and gave them shrimp meals. So we arranged all that. So that was one of the ways people felt like they could get back as well. Like, go ahead and I want to get my table. I'm not going to let this go. And a lot of people came and picked up their food, and we had a car decorating contest. Like, so if you're driving through picking it up, we had staff there. You know, we knew how many you needed. We put them in the car for you. So we were still doing, obviously, no contact. But we had the cars decorated, and that was fun to see people come in and still be excited to see each other. We could still be around each other on some level, but we were outside and made that happen, and that was great. And then the next year, we had Shrimp Boil in person. We didn't sell individual tickets, so people could kind of be in what we called the bubbles. Everyone had mm-hmm. your table of eight, mm-hmm. and we were able to spread it out since we didn't sell individual tickets and keep everybody safe. We are a healthcare organization. We're very conscious of that. And we offered curbside, so folks mm-hmm. didn't feel safe coming in the building. They could do curbside, and that still remained a popular thing for us these years later. And we got lucky. We held that event, and then I think a month later is when Delta went through.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have been able to have it that year, obviously. Yeah. We would have had to cancel it if something like Delta was going, you know, that Delta strain going through again. But we were really lucky we were able to hold it in person with some caveats. That's when we started the online auction. And so that the silent auction wasn't people fighting over the same pan, you know, just things we had to think about. We never had to think about before. What can we do to keep people safe, but still be able to come and have that fellowship with each other?
And enjoy it.
And people enjoyed it. We had a good time.
Do you have any special memory of this event in your last 8-9 years of doing it?
Every year there's something. The first one was special at the end when you're like, my God, we did this. You know, I had, you know, myself and my coworker at the time that we both had the same first shrimp roll. So we did it. Like, okay, we did this. But that was seeing, that's when you first feel all the, that is a family event. Everyone can't wait to see you and Dixie and give you a hug. You know, this mm-hmm. they might see you guys once a year. You know, so our and knowing that there's patients in the room that we really helped and their family are here to give back in a way that they can give back. Either they're volunteers or they, you know, might donate auction mm-hmm. items or they buy tickets and tables and actually come back. So the real family feel of that from that first year was great. Curbside is a great memory because oh my God, we did it. We were able to make something happen and still support the mission because, you know, it was crucial. Those funds were particularly crucial that year, you know, because everything was changing.
Oh, my gosh.
And had to shift around. So for us to be able to still continue doing that and bring some funds in to help us keep going and get through that hard time was great. But, I think the cake going for $2,500 was pretty...
Yeah, that was pretty big.
pretty different.
Ella's quilt for $10,000.
Ella's quilt's always going on. They're so special to us. So yeah, again, because I was like, quilts? Okay. And then I saw the quilt and they're stunning and just they're so popular that those are always special.
Of course, and we always recognize our survivors.
Yes.
And we have to reiterate, these funds that are raised go to our our Empower Her program.
Yeah, we're having fun, but the money is crucial because, again, this is money that's not restricted. This is not going to equipment. This, you know, are capital things that we're raising funds for. This is for money that we need to make sure that a woman comes to us who's uninsured, we're not saying, oh, we ran out. You know, we're done for this fiscal year. We have those funds for those women where those gaps are. Don't need to tell you. More uninsured women are coming. We're back to numbers higher than we were before COVID. So there's more of a need than ever, and these funds are for
what it's going for.
Yeah.
So how do they find their tickets, tables? I understand tables are a little better.
I would never go. And my friends, like I said, they now buy their own tables once they came those first few years because it's a reserve seat.
Right.
So it's... You can get up and walk around.
It's not general admission.
It's not general admission. You're not trying to find four seats together. It is, you have a seat that's yours and your name's on it, which is great too for small businesses. You know, your name's on it. So it's not an expensive investment, but to be able to have some recognition too that you're there supporting the mission. So the easiest way is from therose.org/shrimp oil. And you'll also see photos. So if you've never been, you'll see some photos running around there too about what's it like? What are people, you know, what can I wear? That sort of thing. But you can buy the tickets there and or a table. Now, to get in the door, you don't have to have a ticket. So there's not like a big check-in process. Once you have a table, we will hand you your tickets and you're at your table. You just need the ticket to eat. So, you know, we want to make it so it's super easy to attend. Like you could, it's not hard. We want you to come in and have a good time. So but the table is the best way to go, I think.
One of our great underwriters for the last 3 years, once again coming in this year.
Yeah.
Is?
The Bill and Helen Crowder Foundation, which we thought they were ending they had a 3-year package with us to be a presenting sponsor. And then they came back this year and I said, nope, not done yet. So we are going to have them back.
Who else?
Well, we have HEB. HEB is a big sponsor. MD Anderson, Houston Methodist, and this year Celanese is a new sponsor. So we're always welcoming our new sponsors in.
And I understand this year is going to be a little different. We're not wearing our Hawaiian theme clothes.
No, this year.
What are we doing?
This year we're going 80s. We're going back to the 80s. Don't act like that. You love a costume.
I do.
So, we were trying to think, how do we honor the 35th, this being a big year? And we started looking back. Well, it started in 89. I went to an event in the community where they had the DeLorean on site. And I'm like, and I was with one of our other longtime supporters, Corky. And we're like, hey, wait a minute. What can we do here? And the Rose was born in the 80s as well. Yeah, it was in 1986. Right. So, and frankly, I graduated in 85, so I love the 80s. So a little bias there compared to some of our younger people on the committee who were having to give them lessons and things in the 80s. But, yeah, we thought it'd be a fun thing. Obviously, we already have the music. You know, that's always going to be there. The decorations are fun. And then maybe we'll even do a little costume contest. We'll see how that goes. So, yeah, we're going to have a good time with the 80s theme this year.
All right.
Yeah.
And what other thing? How else can the community support? We want them there. But you have certain needs every
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. So we always need auction items. So, you know, if you want to put a basket together or just bring us some gift cards, we can build baskets and we can add those to things. We can add them to the mystery bags. We're always looking for beer and wine donations as well. But this year I have looking for live auction items. I have been struggling to find a C.J. Stroud Texans autograph something. They are sold out. You know, he had a hot year last year as a rookie quarterback. And so we would love to have something from Stroud signed or Jeremy Pena for we still love our Astros. So those couple things can go really big in the live auction if we can. And we have a small budget. It's not that we can't, pay for certain things, but I just can't find them. Yeah, we just haven't been able to find those things to get them in the live auction. And we're always looking for things in the live auction, too. Like if you have a vacation house that you put on Airbnb, you would like to offer us a weekend of deep sea fishing trips, that sort of thing. Always love a good experience we can put in the live auction.
Experiences. Unusual items, sports items.
Yeah, sports items are always popular. Tickets, to sporting events are always popular. We also love the arts, any kind of ticket. If you have season tickets to something and you don't use all your tickets, we'll find someone who wants those tickets and is willing to support the Rose to get them. So it's almost, if you could imagine anything, we can find a way to sell it and find someone who wants it.
And let's don't forget Mike Martin's little
one of ours,
retreat,
that's
right?
What I reached out to. It's so funny, as I reached out to Mike blindly, as I do to get things to get. I wanted his cooler that he created.
Right.
And he said, I can do better than getting you the cooler. I'll get you a sailing trip. And so every year we had that sailing trip offered to from Mike Martin and Emma's
cancer
retreat.
Cancer survivors,
and
their family.
Yeah, up there for live auction. So he offers that for cancer survivors. But at the live auction, anyone can bid on that and win that and get a great sailing trip, and he'll treat you right and you'll have a good time. So we have that great sailing trip already on hand. Casa Lay always donates their fajita party package. We also have the Nothing But Cookers that do a barbecue package for you to cater an event sometime. So we have some great items already lined up. But we always need more of that.
Need more.
Yeah. We're trying to get a quilt too. We, as many know, we lost Ella, our famous quilt queen. So we're trying to hunt down an Ella quilt that maybe isn't being used or that someone wouldn't mind donating back, and we could resell that in her honor.
Okay. 80s theme.
80s theme.
June
22nd.
Pasadena Convention Center.
From 4 to 8 p.m.
Okay. And tables are?
Starting at $400, and then sponsorships go up from there.
All right.
Yeah.
I think you got it covered.
We got it covered. It'll be a good time.
Yes. Thank you so much for being with
us
today.
Thank you. Okay. I want to see what you're wearing.
Oh, yeah, right.
Thank you for joining us today on Let's Talk About Your Breasts. This podcast is produced by Speak Podcasting and brought to you by The Rose. Visit therose.org to learn more about our organization. Subscribe to our podcast, share episodes with friends, and join the conversation on social media using hashtag Let's Talk About Your Breasts. We welcome your feedback and suggestions. Consider supporting The Rose. Your gift can make the difference to a person in need. And remember, self-care is not selfish. It's essential.